Maestro Stephen Osmond has led the Jackson Symphony Orchestra for nearly four decades, one of the longest ever tenures for an American ensemble. But in April of 2015, the announcement came that Maestro Osmond was ready to step down from the podium, and a long search for a replacement began. That search is now over with the announcement of Dr. Matthew Aubin as the music director designate of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra. Current State's Jamie Paisley recently met with Dr. Aubin to get to know this new face to the Michigan classical music scene.
I'm Matthew Aubin. I'm from the East Coast originally, from Connecticut, and I am the music director designate of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra.
And congratulations for that as well.
Thank you so much.
But you've been in Jackson before, because I know you also performed with the Jackson Symphony. You're a horn player, and that's not the only Michigan band that you've been with either.
Right. I've been a sub with the Traverse City Symphony, and I've been in Jackson since August. My wife, Michelle, is an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in hand surgery, and she took her first job out of residency here, and we moved, and it's been a really great decision.
So if she's a hand surgeon, is she giving you pointers on your conducting technique?
Not exactly, but she does see a little potential in getting some new clients from the people I work with, actually. Yeah, she loves it here, and she actually has worked on quite a few musicians' injuries, flutists, violinists. She does a lot of carpal tunnel and things like that.
We briefly touched on it, but your main instrument is horn. What made you make that transition from horn to the conducting realm?
Well, I was a big marching band person in high school and I guess at first I just conducted along to things like John Williams movie scores in the car. You know, when my father and I would go to, he would drive me for like an hour one way to my youth symphony rehearsal, and we'd listen to different music, and I just conducted along. And as a high school senior, going into my senior year of high school, they had drum major auditions, and I wasn't going to try out because I was a little shy. And somebody told the band director, you know, Matt is interested, and he pulled me in and basically made me try out, and it went really well. And those were my first conducting experiences. And since then, I've just fallen in love with what you have the ability to do on the podium, as opposed to what you can do on your individual instrument.
So last week was the announcement that you became music director designate, and because you never get time to rest on your laurels, immediately after you had a concert this past weekend in New York City with another organization, you're going to, I assume, continue that relationship with the Chelsea Symphony, right?
Yes, yeah. The Chelsea Symphony is a really unique organization that I joined in its third season, and we're now in our 10th year of existence, celebrating our 10-year anniversary. The orchestra is comprised of musicians that earn benefits to conduct or have a composition premiered or play a solo with the orchestra by playing other services with the orchestra. So you put in your time and then you get to be featured. So for instance, this last weekend, we did three different Mozart pieces. And then we also featured a flautist playing the Kent Kennan Night Soliloquy and the Howard Hanson Serenade for harp and strings, flute, harp, and strings. So we get to really explore a variety of repertoire, and we feature each other. And so the vibe within the orchestra is very supportive. And the level of the orchestra is very high because everybody's taking turns playing and conducting. So I conducted the second half of this concert, and it was the New York City premiere of Caroline Shaw's Entr'acte. She is a young composer who just won the Pulitzer Prize a few years ago, youngest Pulitzer Prize winner. She's in her early 30s. And then we contrasted that with the Pulcinella Suite by Igor Stravinsky.
We're speaking with Dr. Matthew Aubin, music director designate of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, who was recently named to that post and will be taking the reins from the Jackson Symphony's longtime maestro, Stephen Osmond.
You've been now named music director. Have you been formulating the next season? Because I know we're in the era right now where people are starting to announce their seasons.
Yes. In fact, Steve and I have met And I'm not sure I want to announce specific ideas yet, but I will say that when I consider programming, there's a few things that I keep in mind, one of which is I want there to be variety throughout the season. I want different people to come in for different reasons. I think it's really important to feature soloists that are not just technical wizards at their instrument, but are also good at conveying why music is important and can interact with audience members. I like to include one chestnut, one warhorse, something that everybody's going to know when they come into the concert. So let's say I do something that's a lesser-known American work on a second half. Maybe I contrast that with a piano concerto, like the Grieg piano concerto, which is really well-loved on the first half. And then I tend that, for me, formulating a theme is a really great idea for each concert. And with the Chelsea Symphony, we actually have traditionally themed our seasons. So next year with that orchestra, we're doing, we haven't titled it yet, but it's essentially going to be Coming to America, where we feature works by different composers that have either visited America in a substantial way or also emigrated to America. So you have people like Stravinsky, Rachmaninoff in that immigrant category, Hindemith. But then you also have people like Dvorak. And I was actually, right before you came, doing some research and just found this out. I wish I had known this earlier, but I know it now, which is that Tchaikovsky came to America in 1891 and was conducted on the first concerts at Carnegie Hall. So I'm thinking now that that may be a direction I want to go, kind of find a way to include Tchaikovsky in with some of those 20th century guys.
Lastly, I would be remiss if I didn't ask about an involvement that you've had with a certain television series as well.
Well, right. It's interesting. In New York with the Chelsea Symphony, because we are a younger group and we're, I think, known for putting on high-quality performances, every once in a while we get cold-called by these random people. And I've just learned that it's a good idea to follow up with whatever cold call you get. So years ago, we did a tour with Clay Aiken, and we've done backup to the Irish tenors and things like that. So this one was for a television show that Amazon, which is trying to do what Netflix is doing with their original programming, they wanted to do a television show based on the book Mozart in the Jungle by Blair Tyndall. And they needed background musicians and they needed coaches for some of the actors to learn how to look like they're playing the oboe or the cello. And they also, once on set, just needed some help with, okay, we need to put some bowings in the music. Otherwise, we're not going to all look the same. We can't just seat all the woodwinds in one row. We need to seat them in a block like this to look accurate. So I've served as a consultant, hiring musicians, hiring coaches, answering questions. I've appeared on camera in the background, and the television show won the Golden Globe, but we anticipate that we know it's been renewed for a third season, and who knows, according to the storyline, how or if we'll be involved again. But we hope we are. Yeah, it's just been a lot of fun. It's fun learning about that side of things. But we don't actually play on camera. We're faking to a recording. So I hate to let the cat out of the bag.
Dr. Matthew Aubin, music director designate of the Jackson Symphony, congrats. And thanks also for kind of letting us get to know you a bit.
You're welcome. Thank you.
As the weeks and months roll on, I'm sure we'll see more details about this transition period for Dr. Matthew Aubin. That information can certainly be found online at jacksonsymphony.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.